The 21st edition of the annual Jihlava International Documentary Film Festival has just got underway. The festival opened with a film by Tereza Novotová called The Lust for Power, about the controversial Slovak politician Vladimír Mečiar. The former Slovak Prime Minister is not the only politician focused on by documentary filmmakers this year. And Ruth Frankova asked festival director Marek Havorka if politics was dominating this year's program in Jihlava.
I think the reason is that these issues are now hot topics in society after the elections for both directors and the audience as well. So, of course, for directors, it was important to reflect some issues or to focus on reflection of politicians, not only in Czech Republic or Slovakia, but also in Germany or France. But in general, we screened 342 films this year, and I'm very happy that the variety of documentary films is much bigger.
The author of this year's Jihlava Film Festival spot is the Icelandic composer, musician and experimental filmmaker Jóhann Jóhannsson. And he's also, I believe, one of the festival's guests. So what is he bringing to the festival?
Actually, we are very happy that he made this year's festival spot. He is experimental filmmaker, but also musician and composer, and he is very successful in Hollywood, but he is also very much oriented in experimental cinema and experimental music scene. And this kind of personality, which covers both big business but also very experimental works, is something what's very interesting for us, because Jihlava is the place where you can find big diversity of filmmaking, from those documentaries which are blockbusters and very successful all around the world, to films which are very personal, unique, experimental, hard to understand. But festival is the place where you can really show the diversity of different approaches.
You will also be hosting the acclaimed Oscar-winning documentarist Marcel Ophüls. He's also going to accept the Contribution to World Cinema Award. Which of his films will you be showcasing?
We are showing four films. I can mention, for example, Hotel Terminus, which was awarded by the special prize at Cannes Film Festival, but also by Oscar for the best documentary film. And it's his masterpiece reflecting Nazi era in France. And the second one, which is very unique and very interesting to screen in the Czech Republic, it's a film related to the year 1938 and the Munich Declaration, and the position of big countries like United Kingdom or France related to Czechoslovakia. And he's very curious, Marcel Ophüls, to hear the discussion after this film. And he asked us to shoot it because he wants to screen it then after the film in Germany. And he was very curious how different reaction maybe he will hear here in Jihlava, in Czech Republic, and later on in Germany.